We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Mekach Omemkar, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Tes Zayin. In middle, in our versions, it's page 474, the right-hand column, about three-quarters of the way down the page. We said that this halacha is based on a short chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 266 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the mitzvah of sukkah, the importance of fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, and how through that a person is zeiche to have the shefa of an adam, to get human food and human sustenance, both on a spiritual level, on all levels. Because if a person is poigim in the mitzvah of sukkah, Rabbeinu Zal said, what happens is he loses the privilege of having human shefa, and he ends up falling to the level of a behemo or a chaya, and he takes from their shefa, causing them to die before their right time. He's taking away from the shefa of behemos and chayas. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the importance of the sukkah. Rav Nosson Zal in this halacha elaborated and explained a lot, and now we have the finishing piece on this whole concept of Shefa Odom versus Shefa Shel Behema. And now he's going to talk a lot about the topic of Parnosa, which we know is a very important topic in Yiddishkeit. I remember when I first came to Breslov 43 years ago approximately, I was privileged to hear that in the Zmirois that we say on Shabbos morning, Yom Zemechubad, there's a line in there that says, Al Shtei Lechem Yivtzu Semimim, which the regular translation of that is that Tmimim, sincere good people, break two breads on Shabbos. They use Lechem Mishnah. But there's another pirish of this, that there are two things in the Torah that are called Lechem that could even break a Tomim. Tomim is one of the most honorable titles in Judaism. Yaakov Avinu is called Tam, Ish Tam. The pasuk in last week's Parsha, Parshas Rei, where it says, Tomim Tihiye Im Hashem Alekecha, may you be whole and complete with Hashem. So it says that there are two things called Lechem that could even break a Tomim, Chas V'Shom. One is Parnosa. Parnosa is called Lechem in the Torah. And the second thing is a Zivug. It says by Yosef HaTzadik that he ruled over everything in the house of Potiphar, Kiim HaLechem Asher Hu Oichel, other than the bread which Potiphar ate, which is a nice way of saying his wife. The Torah didn't want to say he didn't rule over his wife. So it says the bread which he ate, which meant his wife. That these two things, if everything is misudar, if a person is married, and if they have shalom bayis, and if things are in order, then the person has a life. And if chas v'shalom something's lacking in any of these two areas, chas v'shalom, it could break a person. Why do we need to know that? We need to know to be mispalel very, very hard for these two things, that these two things should be in the right order, in the right place. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yalkein etztavinu al shvisas behema b'shabbos. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand why the Torah tells us that not only are we required to rest on Shabbos, but your animal isn't allowed to work on Shabbos. K'may shekosuv, leman yonuach shorcho v'chamorcho kamoicho. Your ox and your donkey have to rest just like you have to rest on Shabbos. Ki bechoil sheyesh achizo lecheto domarishoim shepogam badas v'nofa l'sheva shel behema. Because during the 6 days of the week, when the sin of Adam HaRishon is still doing its damage, it does its damage, and it causes it. And what was Adam HaRishon's sin? He was poigem in das. And we learned earlier that a human being is called das. Behema is called lack of das compared to humans. So the pegam of Adam HaRishon, which was a pegam in das, means that man fell to the level of shefa shel behema. We're no longer worthy of having Shefa Adam. We fell to the level of Shefa Shel Behema. As it says in the Torah, that Hashem said to Adam Rishon, now you're going to eat grass, you're going to eat vegetables just like the animals. You're going to be just like them. Ve'oz nechsar ha-shefa shel behema. And when the human beings are sharing the shefa of the behemoths, then the behemoths have less. They don't have what they need. Al kein gam ha-behema ein lo menucha. Therefore, during the 6 days of the week, the behemoths have no rest. They're also struggling, working for a living. Al kein ho-odom va-behemot tzrichin le-troyach ulis yageya belametes malochois. This is why humans and lahavdil animals have to struggle and work during the 6 days of the week, doing the 39 acts of work, kedei levarer hashefa, in order to refine the shefa, in order to make seder, kedei sheyizbarer hashefa shel odom lodom, vashefa shel behema lebehema, so that the shefa that's supposed to go to human beings should go to them, and the shefa that's supposed to go to behema should go to them. Shezeo bechinas klal kol hamalochoi shebimei achol. That's what the whole concept of work during the 6 days of the week is really all about. Shehu levarer hatvua mimoitz v'teven begashmias v'ruchnias kanal. It's all about, like when you have grain, when wheat grows, we know there's a part of it that belongs to animals, the chaff, the bamboo, all of that stuff, that's supposed to go to the animals, and the kernel is what's supposed to go to human beings. And even in the kernel, we crush it, and we extract the bran, and that's also used sometimes for animals, and it's only the most refined part that's used to make regular bread, you know, for human beings. So there's this biro during the 6 days of the week. All types of work that people do are all about this concept of separating the Meichel Behemoth from the Meichel Odom and seeing to it that the Behemoths get theirs and the human beings get theirs, both Begashmias and Beruchnias. Avol B'Shabbos, She'oz Nishlam HaBirur, whereas on Shabbos, when this refinement is already complete, it's been finished during the 6 days of the week, it says, Sheshes Yom Tavoit Vosiso Kol Melachtecho. All a person who lives a proper religious life, all of his work is finished during the 6 days of the week. So on Shabbos, he doesn't have to work and he doesn't have to think about work because everything's been done before. Ve'oz Nishlam Hadas Odom B'Shleimus. On Shabbos, a person is zeichet to Shleimus Hadas. Ki Iker Tikin Chet Odom Rishnu B'Shabbos. Because the main rectification of the pigam of Adam Rishon is through Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Ogen Alohi, because the Zohar HaKadosh says Shabbos protected him. Because Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas close to Shabbos. And there were all kinds of cannons aimed at Adam Rishon to blow him to smithereens. And then suddenly it became Shabbos and okay, no guns, no nothing. Adam Rishon was saved, Kaviyochel, by Shabbos. That's the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shabbos Oganaway, Shabbos protected him. Al kein oz ha'odom yoytzei mishefa shel behema v'choizer lahashpo shel odom b'shleimus. That's why on Shabbos, a Jew leaves the category of shefa shel behema completely and enters into the shefa of an odom. V'al kein mitzvah gedoylo lechol b'shabbos. And this is why it's such a great, important mitzvah to eat on Shabbos, ula harbois besuda, and to eat better on Shabbos than you do during the 6 days in the week. During the 6 days of the week, less is more. Whatever a person can eat less or be less involved in the food, that it has to be, I have to have this level of quality food during the week. Whatever I have is great. It's good enough. Shabbos, I'm looking for something better, if I can, and more. Ki oz nizoin mishefa shel odom, because on Shabbos a person is being nourished from the shefa shel odom, shehu shefa shel das b'shleimus zach v'tzach b'li p'soilus. On Shabbos our shefa is coming from a place of das, not just das, but perfection of das, pure das, without any chaff, without any waste matter. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that during the week, if a person overeats, eats more than they're supposed to, then that part goes to the klipos. It supports and strengthens the klipos. On Shabbos, if a person eats even a little more than they need, nothing goes to the klipos. It's all kedusha on Shabbos. Obviously, a person doesn't take this to a point where they get sick. A person eats till they get sick or eat till they feel their stomach is busting and they have to go straight to sleep and burn the whole Shabbos with sleeping without any quality time for learning, for davening. Shalidei shefa zois zoichin ledas sholem. Where when a person is zoicha to the shefa of an Adam, like on Shabbos, then the person is zoicha to complete das, which is lodas ulahakir oisa yisborach. What's complete das? Is it physics? Is it complete das? Is complete recognition of Hashem. Alkein oz b'Shabbos tzrichen litein naicha gam lebehema. That's why on Shabbos we have to allow the animals to rest also. Ki bevadai yesh lo naicha atah. Because the animal definitely deserves and experiences rest on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we're not taking anything from the animals at all. The animal has its full shefa. Because a person who's religious, who keeps Shabbos, on Shabbos, he is not taking anything from the shefa shel behema. He's being nourished from shefa of Adam. V'ato manim letzu lecheich divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now look how sweet the words of our rabbis in the Gemara are, Shomru, they say, ten loy nayach, give the animal rest, sheyehe toilei shvoichel, that he should be able to tear up his grass and eat. What does that have to do? What is tearing up his grass? What? The answer is, ki bevadai zehu ikar mitzvah shvises behema. Because this is the real, this is what it's really all about when we talk about the animal resting on Shabbos. This is his rest, that he should not be required to work, and the animal should be eating animal food. He should be out there in the field tearing up the grass and the leaves and eating what's normal for him. Because now on Shabbos, the animal has, we've returned to the animals completely. All the bags of animal food that we might have been sharing during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos, it's all out of the house. None of that stuff. It's all, we're returning it all to them. Because of the fact that now on Shabbos, the person is not sharing it all or taking at all whatsoever from the shefa of the behemoth. Shezehu ikar tikun chetod amarishim, and this is really the essence of fixing, repairing the pigam of Adam Arishim. Levarer hashefa shel abehema labehema vashefa shel Adam Adam. It's all about restore, refining, separating, making a separation between what goes to the animals they get, and we're conducting ourselves like human beings. We mentioned many times the whole concept of a sin means acting like a behema. The Gemara says, "Lo yilam edam choytam kenichnas boi ruach shtus." That in order to do a sin, a spirit of foolishness has to take over. Shtus is the opposite of das, meaning the person loses his mind for a moment, and that's what allows him to make this silly choice. What idiot, if he's told that if you do this, you get $1 billion. Sit down and read a chapter of Tehillim, you get $1 billion. Sit down and think about sins, or do other things, you lose $1 billion. Which person is going to make the wrong choice unless he becomes senseless for that moment? The Ruach Shtus takes over, the Das goes out the window, and now he's a behema. What distinguishes us from behema is we are on a higher level of Das. When we forfeit that Das, when we get rid of that Das, then we're just like the other behemoths, and we're eating with them also. So the tikkun for the Eitz HaDas was all about recognizing that I'm not a behema, I'm an Adam, and I'm going to behave like an Adam, I'm going to turn on the Das, and now I'm not going to eat animal food, my shefa is going to be shefa shel Adam. Shezeu b'chinas sukkah. And as Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likutei Moharan, this is what the sukkah is all about. Because it says in the Torah, Ule miknehu osa sukkos, that Yaakov Avinu made sukkos for his cattle. Meaning that the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, has a part in seeing to it that the cattle are cattle and the humans are humans. Shal yodo mamshichin shefa shel Adam kanal. by performing the mitzvah sukkah properly, Rabbein Azal shows there in the Likutei Moran, a person is zoicha to the shefa of an odom. Ki b'Shabbos nifras sukkas sholom aleinu. Because we know that on Shabbos, Hashem spreads his big, big sukkah, his gigantic, his sukkas sholem, his complete sukkah, he spreads it over us. As we say in the bracha on Friday night, ha'poire sukkas sholom aleinu v'alko. And we also say, k'moy shemavorchem b'leil Shabbos, ha'poire sukkas sholom aleinu. V'al yidei zeh ikra habirur b'chol yemei achoyel. And by doing that, by keeping Shabbos properly, that's what ensures that during the 6 days a week, we accomplish whatever refinement, whatever tikkun we're supposed to accomplish. Al yidei shemamshichen mi Shabbos b'chinas hasukas sholoim al kol yemei achoyel. By keeping Shabbos properly, we know that Shabbos is not just Shabbos. Shabbos spreads its wings on the 6 days of the week. So we draw that sukkas sholoim from Shabbos into the weekdays also, to be able to make the tikkun that it needs to make for the weekdays. V'alkein, b'kol yemei hachoel, mispalalin bebirkas hashkivenu, ufroi solenu sukkas sholoimecho. Now you'll understand why we don't just say that on Friday night. We say it during the 6 days of the week also. We say this tefillah that Hashem should spread the sukkas sholem, that special sukkah, that light of Shabbos, that light of Bina. Hashem should spread shayideiz. And we also ask v'sakneinu be'itza toiva, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on the next paragraph. Ki b'chol yemei achoel tzrichem lahamshich b'chinas kedushas hasukkas sholem mi Shabbos, because throughout the 6 days of the week, we have to try to draw that sukkas sholoim, which is coming from Shabbos. How do we do it? By remembering Shabbos all week. By waiting for Shabbos all week and thinking about Shabbos all week. And when we see something special in a store, we go into the store, see something special. Wow, I'm going to buy that. Not for today, not for Monday, not for Wednesday. I'm buying it and I'm reserving, I'm saving it for Shabbos. This is something special. By doing that, a person is drawing on Shabbos the whole week. And we say the Yoyim in the morning, we say, Hayoyim Yoyim Shlishi Bashabbos, Hayoyim Yoyim Revi Bash. We remind ourselves that it's all about connecting the 6 days of the week to Shabbos. Shaydeze Iker Habirur Mi Behem Al Adam. This is what allows us to make this refinement and separate completely and elevate, go up from the level of Behemot Odom, Shaydeze Iker Hamshochas HaParnoso Ayde Kol HaMasumat Namaloch Shoysim. And this is what helps a person to draw Parnoso through whatever business, whatever transactions, whatever their work that they're doing. If a person is zoche to realize these two levels of Behema and Odom, and the way that the whole world got messed up, the way that Hashem cursed the world with the struggle of Parnosa, was when Odom Arishan forfeited his Das and fell to the level of Behema. And therefore, to the degree that I choose to fix that in my life, that I say, Hashem, I'm not a Behema, I'm a Jew, Shalo Yasani Goy. We said a Goy is a Behema. I'm Hadom Alechamar, they're called. I'm not a Behema, I'm a human being. And I'm going to do my best to behave like a human being. And I'm begging you to help me act like a human being. To the degree that a person does that, they separate from Behema to Odom. He becomes an Odom. And to the degree that he's Shomer Shabbos, and he thinks about Shabbos all week, he draws that Das, that high-level Das from Shabbos into the week, and he becomes an Odom, and then he's able to get human Shefa, human Parnosa from Hashem. And now in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into something major that he discusses in a few places in Likutei Halachos that really clarifies tremendously how to go about succeeding in Parnosa. V'zehu shenismach v'sakneinu be'etza toivam ofanecho achar ufroi soleinu sukkas shloimecho. Till now, we've been speaking about the sukkah. And in the last paragraph, we spoke about sukkas sholem and spreading the sukkah from sukkahs all year round and from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. But Rav Nosson Zal says that posik is right next to the sakneinu be'etza toiva mufanecha, which we know is one of the most important lines in tefillah that a person says in the entire day. there was an incident with Rabbeinu Zal, that he was once standing outside a shul talking to one of his students, and they were davening Maariv in the shul. And he heard somebody say these words, V'sakneinu Beitza Toiva, like they say Ashiyotzar, like they say, quick. And Rabbeinu Zal said to his student, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? He has no idea what he's saying. He has no idea that that's the most important tefillah in a person's life. And of the whole day, begging Hashem, give me Eitza Toiva. I need clarity. I need to know what to do. I need to know where to go, where not to go, what to think about, what not to think about, what to say. I need Eitza Toiva. I need clear advice and direction. That's so, so important for everything, especially for Parnosa, as we're going to see now. And that line comes right after Ufroi Salenu Sukha Shlemecha. Ki ikar hamshochas ho ashirus vahaparnoso al yidei amasumaten ho al yidei ho eitza toiva. Because the most important ingredient to ensure that a person will achieve wealth and or parnoso from all the business that they do, from all the person can work and work and get nothing. Or a person can work and work and lose. Person goes out to work, puts in an 8-hour day doing business at the, and he comes back minus $1,000. Not only didn't he make money that day, he didn't get, he paid coffee or this, and he invested, he paid money in something and lost the money. So how does a person ensure that their efforts, that their masu matan will generate parnosa or ashirus? Rav Nosson says, ki ikar amshochas ashirus va parnosa demzan, hu al yedei ho eitza toiva. What a person really needs is good advice, good direction. Ki im yizke leida ho eitza b'masumaten. Because if a person will know, will have clear advice, what to do in business, what kind of business to get involved in, maliknois v'lischor, what to buy, what to sell, what merchandise is good, is it real estate, is it jewelry, is it stones, precious, what is it? Bivadai yarviach tomid hoin rav. If that person will definitely always be making a lot of money if he knows what to get involved, what to get involved in. Sometimes this is good, sometimes that good. Ki bevadai ein eis uzman shelo yihi eschoira sheyuchal esasher boharbe. Because there never, in other words, the never word here, there never exists a time when a person could say, oh, the economy is real bad, you can't make a buck now. That's sheker, that's a lie. Even when the economy is bad, there is definitely always something, some kind of merchandise, which is being successful. Even in the worst of times, there are people making money all the time. Sheyuchal esasher bo harbe, that a person could become very wealthy. Rak, however, shenigzar, Hashem decreed from heaven, she'ein odom yodea b'ma mistaker, that this knowledge is hidden. The investment bankers and the stock traders, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody has a crystal ball to know this is it. If you get involved in this now, you will definitely succeed. That's a decree on the part of Hashem that that knowledge should be hidden from us. Again, that's because of this Eitz Hadas. We lost our minds. We lost the real das. However, when Hashem wants to give a person parnosa, or he wants to give a person wealth, azai noisein beliboy eitza toiva malischor, Hashem gives the person an idea what to do, what can make money. Those people that read these things years ago, when I was growing up, there was a person who saw people love ice cream. They love ice cream and ice cream and ice cream and ice cream. But there are people who are allergic to milk, to lactose. And then there's the Jews who have this problem called basar b'chalav. These Jews who are busy eating steak and hamburgers and frankfurters and every other kind of trash, all kinds of nonsense. And they can't have milk at the time, so they can't have ice cream. Which Jew wouldn't want to have a delicious ice cream for dessert after his steak and after his barbecue chicken and his shawarma? So this guy researched and researched and researched and came up with something called tofuri. Tofu and tofuri, which is parav, and cape wood and ice cream, and made millions and millions of dollars on that. Then there was another guy who made a toy for kids, a little toy, a piece of plastic that you put around your foot. I forgot what it's called. A little toy, it's a piece of plastic, a circle ring that you put around your foot. It has a plastic rope attached to it. that's about 4 feet long, and a little ball at the end. And it goes round and round, and the guy made $20-30 million or more on this little toy. All kinds of, person got an idea, did it? Starbucks coffee. Everybody, the whole world is cool. How can you make money on coffee? You gotta be nice. The whole world is eat and drink, every store. Guy came up with an idea of special coffee, not coffee. It costs triple. A regular cup of coffee is three. We're gonna sell $3, we're gonna sell for $9, and everybody's gonna come and buy because they're gonna know. And sure enough, hundreds of millions of all kinds, you know. Hashem gives a person, when Hashem makes a decision that a person should be successful, should have parnasa, should have money, should have ashirus, Hashem gives them the right idea, the right direction, and the person goes and it's automatic. It's like putting a key in the lock and the door opens and it's right there. It's not that he's such a genius, genius nothing. Hashem put the idea in his mind, in his heart. Vaydezeh marviach bekal. And once Hashem gives the person the idea, the person makes money, makes profit easily. It doesn't mean that a person doesn't have to invest some effort. There is some effort involved. Other places in the Kutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk "Betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv." Rav Nosson says it's a contradiction. If you tell me "Betach b'Hashem," that Hashem is taking care of everything, then I can sit like this. I don't have to do anything. Betach b'Hashem. If you're telling me asay, then where's Hashem? If you tell me I have to do it, then what's Hashem doing? He's on vacation. Make up your mind. Which is it? Rav Nosson says it's both. Betach b'Hashem means that turn to Hashem for the etzah, the advice, the idea. You have to beg Hashem because only Hashem knows where your hatzlocha is in parnasa. Once Hashem gives you an idea, you have to go with it. You have to make phone call. You have to put in a certain reasonable amount of effort. Not kill yourself. Reasonable. If it's the right thing, reasonable effort, it'll be matzliach. That kind of thing. V'zeh boror l'chol mi sheyesh lo imoyach b'kodkodoy. And this is clear to anyone who has a brain in his head. As Rav Nosson is saying, this is ABC. This isn't Tosfos, or this isn't anything that anybody can debate, what he just said. It's very simple. And this is why the Torah writes, when it speaks about parnosa, that a person shouldn't be silly and make a mistake and say, my power and my strength earned all of this money, all of this wealth. But rather, remember Hashem, ki hu hanoisein lecha koyach lases choyel. Hashem is the one who gives you the koach to achieve wealth. Maze koach. What is koach? Rav Nosson says, look in the Targum. The Targum on the word koach there is, arehu yohiv loch ito lemikne nichsen. Hashem gives you the advice as to how to acquire wealth. You need Eitzah. You need Eitzah Toiva. And you have to beg Hashem. And you can go to very smart people. People are very educated, very smart, very successful. And they can give you the wrong advice. It worked for them, and for you it wouldn't work, Chas v'Shalom. Ki ikar ho'ashirus va'parnosa al yedei ho'eitzah. Because wealth and parnosa is dependent. Step one is Eitzah. V'alkein, and therefore, Be'emes, the truth is, kol hayegiyos v'hatirchos yeseros v'hadaygos v'hatirdos v'ho'atzvos sheyesh l'kama b'nei odom b'yin ha'parnoso. Listen, each word here is important. All the struggle and excessive effort and worry and depression and heaviness that some people have regarding parnoso, heim kulam shtus vehevel uksilus gomor. It's silliness, it's childish, it's immaturity, it's baloney. Ki ein moyel ohem klum. Because all of that will not help them at all. They won't make one extra dollar from the extra effort and craziness and worry and depression. Adarab, but just the opposite. Mazik lohem harbe. All of this stuff will cause tremendous harm and damage. It'll set the person back. It'll block him from making money. ועיקר חיסורין הפרנוסה, בו מחמס ריבוי הדייגויס והטירדויס היסרויס. The main lack of parnosa comes from worrying and excessive efforts and being involved thinking about it all day. Ki lo yoyeloi shum yegia v'tircha v'chochma v'tachbula, because all the struggle and effort and studies, chochma, all the research and everything will not help him at all whatsoever. So long as he doesn't have the right advice, the right guidance, the right direction. Therefore, a Jew who believes in Hashem, a Jew who's religious, every single day has to look up to Hashem, turn his eyes up to Hashem, and v'yivakesh rachamim, and beg Hashem for kindness, mimi shoho esek shaloi, from the one who's in charge of all businesses, the CEO of all companies. All the other CEOs are make-believe, they're baloney, they're here today, gone tomorrow. We see it every day. This CEO died, and that one died, and this one was fired, and this one... So who's in charge? He's in charge. Only he is in charge. Sheyiten loy etza toiva baliboy. Hashem, please give me the sechel, the das, to know what I should be doing, what I should do, how I should do, ve'eich lehisnayeg b'mas umatan, and how to conduct myself in everything that's related to my business, to my parnosa. Ve'oz tovoy loy parnososoy benokel, and then his parnosa will come to him easily. No ulcers, no sickness, no anger, no lack of shalom bayit, because he did what he's supposed to do. He has complete emun in Hashem, and he davens, he talks to Hashem the way he's supposed to, and then as soon as he finishes, he has 100% confidence and trust in Hashem, that Hashem can support me, Hashem is support, taking care of me, and then he does what he can, he sees what direction Hashem points him in. Something comes his way, he researches, he does whatever he can to see if this is the right thing. If not, I'll do something else. V'ikar ho'etzo toivo nimshach mehadas shezoichan alidei b'chinas suka shehei b'chinas im labina. And how is a person zoicha to etzo toivo? It comes from das, which comes from suka, which is bina, like we learned in the previous year. Shaydei ze ikar habirur, that's what gives the person this clarity to be able to distinguish. Shemishom ikar haparnosa. That's where the pranosa comes from. That we mentioned previously, the pasuk shotu ha'om v'loktu, that they went out to get the money with foolishness. How the Zohar Kodesh speaks about that, that there are people who go about pranosa with foolishness, with silliness. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, he makes a statement, lefi goydel ha'parnosa toli lefi hagdolas hadas. Lefi agdol sadas, I'm sorry. Lefi agdol sadas, kein haparnosa benokel. To the degree that a person is zoiche to increase his das, to that degree his parnosa will come to him easily. Which means again, the more time spent in learning Torah, in das, in tefillah, the more he will not have to spend that time, excessive time and excessive efforts in parnosa. Now we see why these two things are put right next to each other. The mitzvah of sukkah, Hashem's the sukkah, and the taknenu be'etza toivah. K'alidei b'chinas sukkah, b'chinas das, zoichin le'etza toivah, shemishom ikar haparnosa. Interesting that the students of Rav Nosson Zal write that they watched him when he davened Shmoneh Esrei, because they knew every move he makes is has significance to it. And they saw that out of all the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, the one he put the most power, the most intensity, and the most time was that first bracha. Ato choinen liodom das, omalab choneinu meitcha chochma bino vadas. Because the Gemara says, im das konisa, ma chosarto. If you have acquired das, what are you lacking? You're not lacking in anything. If a person has real das, They have everything. We see here that parnosa, everything depends on das. And if a person doesn't have das, and they have a lot of money and everything, the money will bury them. Want to want health, the money will bury them and bury their family, and it'll make them sick. It'll bring every kind of catastrophe in the world. So here, Rav Nosson Zal showed us that Eitza Toiva comes from Das. That Eitza Toiva is a branch of Das. It's the most important branch of Das. Because you have people who know everything, but you ask them, what should I do? They have no idea. You ask them what they should do, they have no idea. So the tachlis of all Das, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in a few places, the tachlis of Das is Eitza Toiva. If a person studies 6 billion, all the medical books in the world, and then when he gets sick, he doesn't know what to do. Should I take this medicine? Do I need hot or do I need cold? Should I take this That's Das? He didn't finish the job. He didn't get to the tachlis, which is halacha, knowing which way do I go? I go this way or go that way? V'alkein b'chag nidoinen alamayim. And this is why on the holiday of Sukkot, we are judged regarding water. There's a mission in Rosh Hashanah where it says on each one of the holidays we're judged for something differently. Ki ikar haparnosa nimshach al yidei amayim, because all of our parnosa is dependent, especially on water. Sha'al yodom gedelim kol advarim. The whole agricultural system, whole plant kingdom is dependent on water. The animal kingdom is dependent on plants, and we're dependent on both of them. So the minute Hashem shuts the faucet, everybody's in trouble. V'alkein b'chag ha-sukkah is nidoinim al zeh. This is why on Sukkah specifically, Hashem judges us for water. Ki onu tzrichin lahamshich ha-parnoso al yidei mitzvah sukkah. Because we need to draw our parnoso through the mitzvah sukkah. Shal yodo zoichin l'shefa shel odom kanal. Which we learned before, the mitzvah sukkah is what will define what that the animals get what they're supposed to get, and we get what we're supposed to get. Ki ikar habirur al yedei mitzvah sukkah shuchinas das. Because the main clarification and separation between man and animal is through sukkah. Shuchinas das. Ki koila b'machshava is bariru. Because the Zohar Kodesh says everything gets sorted out and gets repaired in the brain, in the thoughts, in the das. That's where everything gets straightened out. Ki sukkah hi bechina sanani kovoid shayuchol chvutei b'Yisrael b'midbar. Because as we learned earlier, the mitzvah of sukkah we have based on those seven clouds that followed the Jews while they traveled through the desert. And what did those clouds do? V'anani kovoid hayuhorgim nechoshim v'akrabim shebemidbar. We're told that besides taking care of the clothing of the Jews, the clouds were like bulldozers. When there was a mountain in the way, the clouds sliced through it. Like they make tunnels today. In Yerushalayim, all over, the clouds would cut through it. They would straighten out. There was a valley, they would fill it in with that piece of mountain, the half a mountain, they'd stick it in there, so that the Jews were traveling a straight path. No hills and valleys, and no snakes. And the wilderness was full of snakes and scorpions. The clouds blitzed everything out of the way. As the Gemara says, Umuva bepirush Rashi, and Rashi points this out. Now, how does this relate to us? Because this wilderness is what each and every one of us goes out to every day when we go out to work. Kikisheyoitzin lashuk lasik bavoides chitzonius b'masu matan v'lamates melochos. Because when a Jew goes out to the marketplace, to the business world, to work, and he's involved in avoides chitzonius, pnimius is Torah and Tefillah. Chitzonius is all the different types of work that people do. He's like a person going in the wilderness, in the desert. Shemolei nechoshim v'akrabim, which is full of snakes and scorpions. Utzrichin shmira gedoilo shelo yikoshel bem chas v'shom. A person needs tremendous protection when he goes out to the work field, that he shouldn't stumble, he shouldn't get messed up. V'ikar hashmira ayidei b'chinas sukkah. And the main spiritual power that protects us is the mitzvah sukkah, shehi shmira gedoila, which is a tremendous protection. We say Hashem spreads this sukkah over us as a shield to protect us from all outside forces. V'alkein mevakshin ufrois sukkas sholem Bebirchas Hashkivenu, Shibchinas Hashmira. And this is why the tefillah where we mention the sukkah is in the bracha of Hashkivenu, where we mention Shmira, Hashem watching over us. As we finish the bracha during the weekdays, Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad, right? Ushmor Tseisenu Uvayenu L'chaim Al Shom. That's what the bracha is really all about. Ve'ikar Hashmira Ayidei Prisa Sukkah Sholoim Shenifras B'Shabbos. And our main protection all 7 days of the week comes from that Sukkah Sholoim that Hashem spreads over us on Shabbos. That's where we draw upon ourselves the protection, even for during the 6 days of the week. Because it's from the sukkah that we draw upon ourselves the light of those clouds, which are the bulldozers that go before us and they clear a path. They get rid of all the mines and the snakes and the scorpions and everything. All the stumbling blocks. Shehem haklipois v'hapsoiles shesoviv haparnosov ashiras. This refers to all the stumbling blocks and the tumah that surrounds parnosa and wealth. We know that many people that go out to work or business and everything, things happen to them that they can't imagine. Person works for years and doesn't get paid. Person puts in solid work, he builds up a business, and then he gets thrown out of the business. And that's normal. That's the norm. You study the statistics, it's the 1 in 5 where the guy who founded the business doesn't get booted out of the business or doesn't get cheated and blitzed and everything. And people borrow money and don't pay all kinds of crate that a person says, What is this? This is a jungle. This is shark-infested waters. Therefore, when a Jew goes out into that world of parnasa to try to earn a living, that person has to especially be conscious about Shabbos, remembering Shabbos all the time, why am I going to work? To put bread, put food on the table. When? Shabbos. During the week, let them eat. They can eat under the table. Who cares what they're week? The real food, the real meals are Shabbos. During the week, whatever we eat, we get by. But talk about real food, real meals, real expenses. A Jew who lives the right way, it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, he spends triple what he would spend for normal weeks. And if he believes in Hashem, he's happy. He knows that the whole week is, the whole shefa and parnasa and health of the entire week is coming from that Shabbos. To what degree I respect and love the Shabbos. V'livror mona yofa l'Shabbos. To choose something good, something special for Shabbos. K'mo Yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Zochreyu me'echod b'Shabbos. That from Sunday, a religious Jew is already thinking, wow, Shabbos is coming. Shabbos, I can't wait for Shabbos, looking forward to Shabbos, and already putting things aside, planning for Shabbos. I'm making money for Shabbos. During the week is nonsense. It doesn't really count. What really counts is, u'kesheyizkor es ha-Shabbos, and when a Jew will think about and remember the Shabbos, shehu klal kol ha-Torah, whereby Shabbos is a composite of the entire Torah. The Gemara says a person who is mechal Shabbos, it's as if he violated the entire Torah. And a person who keeps Shabbos, it's as if he showed respect, he fulfilled the entire Torah. Yenim shechol of kedushas hadas shel Shabbos. That person will draw upon himself the holy das of Shabbos. Shubchinas kedushas hasukas sholoim hanifras b'Shabbos. That's that holy sukkah that Hashem spreads over us on Shabbos. And then that person won't be chasing materialistic money. He won't be involved in a gashmi. His parnasa won't be a gashmi's procedure, but rather, he's going to remember, he's always going to be conscious of what's at the end of the line. Where the Gemara says that when a person leaves this world, he's not accompanied by money or gold or silver or real estate. None of that stuff comes with him. Ela Torah u'maisim tovim bilvad. The only thing that he takes with him to the next world is his Torah and mitzvahs and maisim tovim. V'yosim kol megamosei la Torah v'lavoida. And the person will put his whole focus, his whole consciousness, will be about Torah. I can't wait to get home from work to learn for AFL, to go to shul, to daven with a minyan, to learn, to hear a 15-minute shir between mincha mar. That's what my whole day's work, that's the whole tachlis of my going to work and everything. That I should be zeche any mitzvah, any Torah, any tefillah that I get to do. Ulaharabois bitztaka. And why do I want to make money? Why do I want a lot of, to give a lot of tztaka, to give meiser, to give chaimish, to give more. V'yemayit be'esek. And to do the minimum, to try to put in the minimum amount of effort possible in business and work, v'yasek b'toira, and devote as much time as possible to the study of Torah and to fulfilling the Torah. V'yamin b'Hashem, and to believe in Hashem, shekol parnososoi rak me'Hashem yisporach, that all my parnosa comes only from Hashem, al yedei ho'etzo toivo shiten loy. By Hashem giving me good advice, good direction, knowing what to do, how to make money, and the money should have bracha to it, and I should get paid. And v'im yirtz Hashem yisporach lishlach loy etzah tova b'liboy. And if Hashem will want to give me the right etzah, yishtaker benokel revach godol, I'll be able to easily make a lot of money, a lot of profit. V'im chas v'sholom Hashem yisporach lo yirtzeh liyatzoi b'mei yishtaker. And if chas v'sholom Hashem will not give me the right advice, the right direction, lo yoyeloi kol hayegiyos v'hadaygos, then all the struggle and the worry will add up to zero. It will not help at all. U'ksheyaseh masu matn b'b'chin azois. And if a person will go about their parnosa, their business, following what we just learned in this paragraph, Oz Nemar, about that person, the pasuk says, Yegia kapecho ki soichel ashrecha v'toivloch. That when you are zoicha to eat the fruits of your labors, you're lucky, you're fortunate, and things are good for you. And the Gemara says, ashrecha ba'olam azeh v'tovloch l'mabor. You'll have a good life in this world, because again, 99% of the suffering that human beings are experiencing in this world is called W-O-R-R-Y. People are worrying all the time. Worry, 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 worry. And Rav Nosson Zal just said, he just erased that word from the dictionary. That in the Jewish dictionary, the word worry does not have a place. It does have a place. If you want to know about things that harm people, disease. In the book, when they write the book of diseases and illnesses, on the front page they have to put worry. That worry is what will ensure that a person will be sick, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially, all of those sicknesses, worry plays a major role in that. If you believe in Hashem, if you really believe in Hashem, that disappears. So that's off the list. That's not part of my life anymore. I don't worry. I pray. I pray with my whole heart. I really try to put my heart into it. And if I can cry, it's even better. That really comes from here. And once I do that, I have trust and confidence in Hashem and in myself, that Hashem is alive and well. Economy, shmanami, all of that stuff applies to non-Jews. It doesn't apply to us. Good economy, non-economy, shekel, euro, Hashem can take care of me. If he wants my success, it don't matter. All of that stuff, he'll show me, he'll give me the right etzah, and I'll do what I need to do. I'm not going to stay home sleep. I'm not going to stay in bed till 10 o'clock. I'm going to be in bed. I'm going to be out of bed for the first minion, for Nates, or the first minion, whatever I can do. I'm going to do the best that I can to show that I really believe in Hashem, that that's who I'm putting my money in. I'm putting my money on Hashem. And then the person will be zecher to achaim tovim. Because whatever, worry doesn't exist for him anymore. The person's happy. He's confident. He appreciates. Because if it's my work, then it's more or less, if I know it came from Hashem, if it's more or less, whatever I have is a blessing. If I have water, if I have orange juice, if I have champagne, it's great. It's the champagne that Hashem gave me. If I have water, it's great because it's the water that Hashem gave me. It's holy water, it's blessing. This is a gift from Hashem. paragraph Yud Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas loisachsoim shor b'dishoy. And now we'll understand a mitzvah in the Torah, which says that when your animal is working for you, when your ox is plowing your field or your horse is doing, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on him. While he's working, let him eat. V'alfinan shor shor mishabbos. And the Gemara learns a gzeira shofet. It says the word shor here, and it says also by the law of keeping Shabbos, leman yonuach shorcha v'chamayrecha, and the Gemara makes a bridge between the two to learn certain laws from that. Because while your ox is involved in working for you, for example, he's helping you plow your field, thresh the grain, the way they used to do it in the old days, they would harvest the crops, they'd cut everything beyond the, and then they'd put boards over it, and they'd have heavy animals step on those boards by do that cracking the kernels, opening up the kernels, and then afterwards they'd gather it up and be able to separate the chaff from the actual kernel. That's called disha. So when the animal's involved in that, ukiyotze, or any other type of work, azai hu mevarer hachito me'apsoilis. The animal is involved in this process of separating the good from the bad, the kernel from the chaff, from the klipa. He's involved in this process of separating the animal food from the human food. Therefore, logic dictates that don't block him from eating the animal food. Don't. If he's involved in the process in helping you separate the animal portion from the human portion, then don't starve him. Don't block him. Prevent him from his shefa, from his achila, shekol iskenu imoy b'malochu b'shvil birzeh, where the whole reason why we're working with the animal is to help us separate the meichel adam from the meichel behema. Dehainu levara shefa kanal, to refine the shefa, lahachzir labehema shposa, to give the animal back its peace so that we can go back to eating human food. Therefore, you have to allow the animal to eat whatever he wants while he's doing that work. Because right now we're in the process of giving back to the animal his portion. We committed sins, that's why we have to go out to work. And we're going, and the work is the process of repairing our sins, becoming Adam again, and being worthy of eating human food, and returning to the animals their peace. V'alkein yalfinan shor shor mishabbos. And that's why the Gemara learns a gzeira shova. The Gemara builds a bridge from the word shor about not muzzling the shor and about the shor keeping Shabbos. Leman yonuach shorcho ki isur chasimas shor b'dishoy u'mitzvas shvisas behemo heim b'china achas. Because the concept of not muzzling the ox while he's working and the concept of the animal not working on Shabbos are all part of the same thing we just learned. That is, the 6 days of the week in Shabbos, the 6 days of the week is Behema, Shabbos is Adam. The 6 days of the week is lack of Das, Shabbos is the highest Das. That's why on Shabbos, the Behemas become Adams. They also don't work, they don't go to work, they're off on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we've risen to the level of Adam, and we're not taking away anything anymore from the Behema. He has his portion. And therefore, so too, during the 6 days of the week, when he's involved in helping us separate the Meichel Adam from the Meichel Behema, then give him his. What's his is his. Don't stop him from eating the Meichel Behema. We'll start the next paragraph. Nimtza, paragraph Yudches. Nimtza she'ikra habirur mishefa shel behema l'shefa shel Adam b'me'achoyel hu'ayidei k'dusha Shabbos she'mamshich l'me'achol kanal. So we see that the main success in being able to separate the animal from the human during the 6 days of the week is dependent on the holiness of Shabbos, which we draw into the 6 days of the week by thinking about Shabbos and doing things for Shabbos during the 6 days of the week. V'alkein, Iker Gemar Ushleimus Habirur Ha'idei B'chinas Yoim Hashishi Shehu Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, when is all of this completed? On the sixth day of the week, which is Erev Shabbos. She'oz nimshach tois v'shabbos al yimei chol. Because it's on Friday that we have the ability to take some of Shabbos and bring it into the weekday, to add to Shabbos. Shehu erev Shabbos kodesh, by starting Shabbos early. She'oz nimshach tois v'shabbos al yimei chol. That's when we add, we take part of Shabbos, part of the weekday, and turn it into Shabbos. She'oz ikar habirur. And that's when this refinement is really taking place the most. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, "V'hoyo b'yom hashishi ve'hechinu es asher yaviu." It'll be on Friday when Hashem will give a double portion of the man that they'll prepare. You'll prepare everything that you need. She'oz mevarin u'mesaknin hashefa v'achila mechoy l'Shabbos. On Friday is when we prepare all the food for Shabbos. That's when we complete this separation of the behemoth stuff going to the behemoths, and now the Adam portion is what we're going to enjoy on Shabbos. Ki choil legabi Shabbos hu bebechinas behema heder adas legabi Adam shu adas. Because the 6 days of the week compared to Shabbos are like animal compared to human, are like lack of das compared to super das, which we have on Shabbos. And now watch this. Ki odom orishon nivra bashishi. Because on what day was man created? On Friday, on the sixth day of creation. Vom Rabbi Seinu Zal, the Gemara says, why? Why did Hashem wait till Friday to create man? Kidei sheyichnois lesuda miad. Because Hashem wanted odom orishon to go straight into Shabbos. To go straight into delicious, a banquet, the most beautiful banquet in the world. Vos nivru gam kol ha-behemos. And on Friday is also when the behemos and chayos were created. V'tekev bebriyosoy omar lo Hashem Yisborach. And as soon as Adam Rishon was created, Hashem said to him, hinei nosati lochem es kol esev. I have given you all the vegetation, all the grass and everything. Lochem yihi el ochlo. It'll be for you to eat, Adam and Chava, you'll have this. Ulechol chayas oretz. And the chayas oretz will also have what to eat. Ulechol chayas oretz, eskol yerek esev lochlo. They'll have the vegetables and everything. Shehiz hiroi tekef al ma'acholoi v'al ma'achol ha-behemes v'achayas. Immediately, as soon as Adam Rishon was born, Hashem made it clear to him that you'll have your food and they'll have their food. And separately, and not to make a mishmash of the human food getting mixed up with the animal food. However, Adam Rishon did not listen to the command of Hashem. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. And through that, he fell out of the arena of Adam and fell down to the level of Shefa of Behema. And that's why we have to work during the 6 days of the week, those 39 acts of work, to try to repair things. And when does everything come to a head? When is everything finished? On Friday. That's when Adam Rishon was created. Upogamos. And on that same day, he messed up. And therefore, it's on that day, especially on Friday, that we have to be involved in separating the shef of Behemah Shashodom. Person goes shopping on Friday for Shabbos, he sees something. No, I don't want that. You know why I don't want that? Because that's animal food. That's Monday food. That's Wednesday food. I'm shopping now for Shabbos. Wednesday, I can grab any peach, any apple. Shabbos, I want that one. I want a beautiful one. I want a beautiful peach and a beautiful water. I want everything because it's for Shabbos. During the week, it doesn't matter. Shenimshach oz beyoyser al ha'odom kiyadua. It's on Erev Shabbos, which is the day that a person draws the most powerful light of Shabbos upon himself, if he does the right things. V'alkein klal ho'avoida shel ha'odom bozeh ho'ilam nikra al shem Erev Shabbos. Now you'll understand why the Gemara, when it speaks about everything that we do in life, in this world, it calls it Erev Shabbos. life in this world is Friday. Kama Yisham Rabbi says, as the Gemara says, Mi Shetorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. A person who puts in the proper effort on Friday will have what to eat on Shabbos. What is Friday? The 80 years, the 120 years that a person lives in this world, that's Friday. That's all called Friday. It's preparing for Shabbos. Ki ikar hu avoido hu levare hanitzoitzois mechet odom rishin. Because our main mission in this world is to refine and repair those holy sparks from the time of Adam Rishon that fell into the Tumah, into the Sitra Achra, and we have to find them and elevate them. She'ikroi hu bebechinas Erev Shabbos, Shirin HaShishi. And the main time, the main, is on that Friday. V'alkein hoisif hei b'hashishi. And that's why on all the other days of creation, it says Yom Echo, Yom Shein, Yom Risha, Yom Shein, Yom Shlo. On Friday it says Yom HaShishi. Loimar shekol ha'olam toluy at shishi besivam. The Gemara says that's to tell us that the whole creation was not finished, was not on solid ground until the sixth day, 2,500 years later, the sixth day of Sivan, when Hashem shekiblu Yisrael chamish chamshei Torah, when the Jews received the Torah. Ki ikar habirur al yedei haTorah, because the main refinement, the main tikkun, in order for all of this to happen, is dependent on the Torah. V'alkein nedvasef ha-hei. That's why Hashem added that hei to the sixth day. Shemarames al haTorah b'shishi daika. The hei, the five chumashim of the Torah. That's marames on when? On Friday. Ki ikar shleimus habirur b'yom hashishi. Because the main tikkun of the whole week is dependent on that Friday. It's all about, and that's why I have so many laws in Shulchan Aruch, when do you close your business on Friday? That 1 minute earlier, 1 minute earlier, the person can stop working on Friday is a mitzvah. And to get to shul on time, to come to shul early on Erev Shabbos. The Breslov HaChassidim, Rabbeinu Zal writes what it is to say that hoidu on Erev Shabbos, to be in shul, not to come in during Shmor Esed, to come in and to have the opportunity to be from the first 10 on Erev Shabbos, and to say that hoidu before mincha with kavona, and to take a deep breath and review, where am I? Where, you know, I just came out of the wilderness, the shark-infested waters, and now I'm going into Gan Eden. Shabbos is Gan Eden. And to wash away, to let go of all the cell phones and the bell phone, to let go of the whole 6 days of the week, and now I'm entering into the throne room of Hashem, into Shabbos, which is going to be a tikkun for everything. This is the day of tshuva for all 6 days of the week. It's brought that the word Shabbos is the same letters as the word Shafta, the pasuk in Torah, v'shafto ad Hashem alekecha, that Shabbos is a day that I'm trying to do tshuva. The whole week I'm running and running. Friday afternoon, all of that nonsense stops. Or Friday morning, I'm shopping for Shabbos, I'm doing whatever, I'm picking and sorting out to make it the best day of my life, for me and the whole family. And no kas on Erev Shabbos, a person can blow it with one argument, with one yelling at a wife, or a wife yelling at a husband, or one slip, to know that we're about to go into Gan Eden if we play it right, if we, no slips. Should be zeicha to be Mekadesh, the Shabbos and the 6 days of the week, and be zeicha to all the Hatzlacha that Rav Nosson Zal defined here.